Yo guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, I'm with my co-host Preston, as always.
Yo.
And today, instead of talking about like One Piece or Berserk, since it's been a little while since the chapter came out, the last chapter was insane for One Piece, but instead, we decided that we're gonna talk about Pokemon because I don't know, we've both just been more into the games than usual. Been trying to replay like the old games, and I personally have been like catching up with the newer games. So we're just gonna talk about like comparing the old games to the new games and enraging about why our childhood favorite games will never be as good as they used to be. But yes, if you guys enjoy, be sure to give a positive review and let's get started. So, what was the most like recent game that you've like fully played through?
Fully played through.
Or like played a good enough, 'cause I know you had like Ultra Sun, I think, or just regular Sun, and I know
I had
you.
regular sun, but I did not even. I don't think I started it, bruh.
Oh, really? Yeah, I.
Yeah, so like, last time I actually went through a game a good amount was. I was. Remember before I left, I was playing Sapphire.
Yes.
So, Sapphire, I did get to like. I think I was like on the fifth gym, but then also Platinum, I'm on the seventh gym right now, so I'd say Platinum, like I've been making my way through.
Bit. Yeah, so I just finished Scarlet, which is like, the newest Pokemon games. And comparing them to the older games, I mean, they're still like decent games, and I know they're made for kids, but honestly, there's a lot of stuff that's not great about them. Especially compared to like, as you said, Platinum and stuff. Yeah, just before we started recording, we were kind of talking about like the amount of stuff that there was to do in all the routes. And like when I was playing Scarlet, it literally just felt like I was hopping from like city to city or like area to area just trying to complete it and like beat all the gyms.
Was like more of a grind than like an adventure.
Yeah, it was literally just like trying to finish the game just because most of the time. Like I've never been huge on finishing the Pokédex, so like I get if you do that, then there's more to explore, just like walk around and find Pokémon, but I don't really care about that. For me, it's more about like adventuring. But
Yeah, I don't know. I like I said, I didn't since I didn't play the new games, I didn't really like have an opinion. But I could tell it was like a lot different now.
yeah. Like it's open world now, so it's a lot different like play style 'cause you can go anywheres. But like I don't know, I also just started playing Breath of the Wild and somehow their open world is like so much better than Pokemon. At least from like where I'm at right now in Breath of the Wild and especially Elden Ring too 'cause I recently played that. But like Pokemon, it's open world, but you can't really do anything out of order. You still have to go and beat the gyms in order and like go like there's like three like main storylines. There's like the beat the Pokemon gyms, beat the like the Titan Pokemon, and then beat like the evil like the Team Star. But all the storylines are kind of just like don't know. You kind of have to go in order and just like it's pretty much just like going from one to the next and beating through the game. There's no cool landmarks or anything. There's no like in the older games there was Pokemon contests. There was like the I don't know, just like the cities had more like stuff to do in them. Like Nimbasa City had an amusement park, had like the football stadium, had the train. The like the battle
It was like the
train.
battle train. Yeah, that was the best part, honestly.
Yeah.
And they had like the tournament too, like where you could fight the other like gym leaders and stuff from other games.
Yeah, the Pokemon World Tournament. Yeah. But like this game, it's like you go to a city and you can't go in any of the buildings. The ones that you can like go in, you walk inside and it's just a menu. Like you can't actually walk around the building, it's just a menu to like buy food or something. There's like you can go into the gym building, but all the buildings are the same, 'cause it's not like an actual Pokemon gym like the last like in the first few games. It's just like a like you know in the older games there'd be like a puzzle to solve to f before you got to the gym leader. This one,
Yeah.
it's like all the buildings are the exact same. You just walk in, go to the front desk, and they're like, "All right, you have to go around the city and catch 10 Sunflora before you can battle the gym leader." And it's
Then
like,
what?
bro, so you just like leave the gym. I mean, of course the game walks you through it also, which is kind of boring, but so you just leave the gym, walk around the city, and like find Pokemon wa standing around, and you have to just like catch them all and then return and then fight the gym leader.
Bruh.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's not the same as like solving a puzzle or anything. It's usually just like doing a little mini game, which I don't know. I get it. I get it's nice to like mix things up and not always do the same like style of game, because I know Pokemon, like the first five games are kind of like similar in like the style, even though they're different stories.
Yeah. I think that is weird though. No like gym challenge. It's just like
Well, it's like a yeah, it's like a gym challenge, but it's like a it's not actually inside the gym. It's usually just like one of them was skiing down a slope. You just like literally it was like playing like a Sonic the Hedgehog game from like 2005 or something. It was just like skiing down a slope. You just like move your guy back and forth and like got these little like rings or something. Like you had to go through rings and get to the end, and it's like, all right, you're ready to battle the gym leader.
They basically took away like the main component of like the gym leaders.
Yeah. Pretty much. 'Cause like I used to go to the gyms to like train before the gym leader, 'cause there's always trainers there. They don't really have those
Yeah.
anymore.
Could level up like a good amount.
Yeah, and like you could like strategize and like see what Pokemon the gym's gonna have usually, like know what type it is. But
There
yeah.
was like a good challenge to even like get to the gym leader.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And then other than that, the world was just like pretty empty. Like again in the older games, like again in Mbasa City, after you left the city to go to Driftvale City, there was always like there was like a circus going on. It was like someone selling cakes from like a RV. And then you had to lower the drawbridge and do stuff. Which like I get it that that can be boring, like if you're playing the same game over and over. Like it's just like the same story, and with an open world game you can kind of create your own story, but the story is mid anyways, so what's the point?
Yeah, and I remember like literally since I was just playing Platinum, like sixth gym, like you actually had to like try to like get into the gym like to fight the gym leader. Like I was like going through like a maze basically. And that was like definitely one thing that made the games harder, and I know like as early the gen like the earlier the gens were, the harder it was. Like, did you say in Fire Red it was like a challenge to get through the obstacles in the gym?
Honestly, not too bad. Well, so I'm playing through Red right now, like the OG Red, and not gonna lie, the gyms are extremely easy. Like I haven't lost to a gym leader once. I've only beaten three. But like the first gym, you literally walk in. It's like barely even a maze. You just like go around a rock and around another rock, and then you're at the gym leader. The water gym was the same. You just like walk on these floating platforms to get to Misty. The third gym was kind of tricky because you had to like go around. There's like a bunch of trash cans in a room. You have to find the one that has like a button inside of it. But I mean, once you find the right button, it's pretty easy. But I think Fire Red actually makes it a little bit harder.
I know too,
Honestly.
like the original games, like for the actual like Game Boy is probably harder than the website, right? Like the emulators.
I mean, it's the same game. It's the exact same like file. Emulator, bro, emulator is like it basically is a Game Boy. Like it's a Game Boy software basically, just on the computer. And like
Okay.
the games that you're playing are just like downloaded from the cartridges. So it's the same
Oh.
game. But
Okay.
that's why it's better. It's more worth it to me right now than buying all the games. I don't know, if I wish Pokemon would actually like let you download the old games on like the Switch. That'd be pretty peak, playing the OG games on there.
I mean, just for me too though, so they're like collected, like literally like collector's items now.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep them forever.
Well, you basically got every gen now, right?
Yes, I have 2, 3, 4, 5, and then part 2 of 5.
You have yellow?
But yeah, and I have yellow, yeah, so I have 1 through 5.
Do you still have Ultra Sun or Sun?
Yeah, I have Sun back in Virginia.
Bro, that's the one game that I never finished playing through. I need to play that one to see if it's good.
I'll let you borrow it.
I mean, I have Ultra Moon, which I think is like, I don't know how Ultra Moon is any different than Moon, or like I don't know what the ultra means. I don't think it's anything crazy. 'Cause like in
Could
black
just
it
be like how Black 2 to Black, but Black 2 actually was like completely different from Black.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much like the same game though, is the thing. That's why a lot of people rage about it. 'Cause Black 2 is actually like a different game, different story and stuff, and like a lot more stuff to do. I'm pretty sure Ultra Sun is like the exact same game, just with like an extra little thing at the end.
Yeah. I mean, that would suck to buy that for like just for that.
Yeah. Bro, it'd suck buying the game when it first came out. And then, like a year later, they released the game, the same game, but just better. You gotta buy it again.
Yeah. I mean, sales like for games are like weird, but I mean, it's obviously like gone down a decent amount.
Yeah.
Let me keep it. Let me see.
Bro, I got another question a lot of people talk about. Like regarding the newer Pokemon games, 'cause I don't know if you know about like Sword and Shield, but instead of doing, 'cause you know how like Gen 1 through 4, like Gen 1 they had like the regular games and then they did Yellow. And then like Gen 2 they also did Crystal, then Emerald, then Platinum. So like, and those were basically like the same games, just better. And then for Gen 5, they did Black and White 2, which was like a sequel basically. And then X and Y had nothing, sadly. Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon was, mid remake of the same game. And then what they're doing for Sword and Shield and Scarlet and Violet is doing DLC, which is like another $30 for to do more things in the game. I was just wondering, what system do you think works better? Like the OG thing where you release a third game, doing a sequel or DLC?
So honestly, before I liked the idea of the third game, like obviously Sapphire, Ruby, getting Emerald, Red, like the original games and stuff, getting Yellow. Technically, that was like a fourth game, but same
Oh yeah,
concept.
true.
Like Gold, Silver, getting Crystal, Diamond and Pearl, getting platinum, all that. I like the idea of that. Then, like, I watched the video for how, like, Black and White, and like the sequels or whatever. And I think that instead of releasing like a third game just with like the same stuff and just like an extra, legendary, like same Pokedex and all that, like, it sounds fine, and like I don't really have a problem with it. But I like how, like, Black and White, they had, the games, the region or whatever, but then they had a completely like redone region in the sequel. The Pokedex had like additional, because like, how in Black and White you could only catch Unova Pokemon from the start, and then after you beat the champion, and then in Black and White 2, since you've already been through it, then it's like it's, the Pokedex is expanded at the beginning. And obviously adding different like legendaries, like the combination legendaries, and having like an expanded post game from the other two, I think that sequel is better than the third game. Because like, if I'm playing Platinum and I'm playing Diamond and Pearl, it's the same game, except there might be a few minor like differences in like Pokemon you could catch, or like areas, and then like obviously the legendaries are different. But yeah, Black and White 2, like, literally coming out 2 years after Black and White, just like the other games came out 2 years after for like their third game. Definitely way more worth it to buy than like, because if I buy Diamond in 2006 and beat it, then I buy Platinum in 2008, I'm basically replaying the game, but just getting a couple more new things. Then Black and White, you beat it in 2010, and in 2012 you play Black and White 2. It's a like a brand new game basically.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm
And then,
glad
like,
they, because like apparently they were thinking about doing like, in the video I watched, they're thinking about doing a Pokemon Gray for like the third game, and it had like Kyurem or whatever. But instead, yeah, obviously they didn't do that, and they did the sequels with Kyurem still there, but just adding it to the legendary. So yeah, like, definitely way better. And I mean, I isn't that what Sun and Moon did with Ultra Sun and stuff? And Ultra Moon, isn't that the same thing?
I mean, I think it's, I can't, I don't know, because I never played the original Sun and Moon. I'm pretty sure it's the same story, though. Like, I don't, like, in the actual Pokemon timeline, Pokemon Black and White 2 takes place 2 years after Black and White. I don't think it's like that for Ultra Sun. Like, I think it's the same, like, game, pretty much.
Which in that case, then it's not the same. Like, it's honestly not, definitely not the same.
But and it's not
And
worth it. Like, why would I pay an extra $40 for the same game with just a little bit better stuff? Like,
I
should have
think
just
like
made it full, like a full game the first time.
I did it great, because they only did X and Y, like two separate games, like Black and White. They didn't need to make like a third game, and they didn't need to make a sequel. Like X and
Oh, low
Y,
key
when
they
like
did.
introducing the Mega Evolution and stuff, and just having like the Gen 6, I think it worked out good.
Yeah. Only thing, I mean, it would have been cool to see more about Zygarde, because, I mean, I know you stopped playing pretty much after Gen 6, but in Sun and Moon, they showed like all the different forms for Zygarde. Like, but he has like four different forms that were supposed to be included in X and Y, but they weren't. So, I don't know. That's the thing, like, all these games come out, but they come out incomplete, basically. So then they have to wait, like, take another 2 years to actually finish the games and then re release them again. They're basically printing money. But yeah, that's why I think Black and White did it best, because it was an actual different game instead of playing the same game, just a little better.
Brian, it's crazy because people hated on freaking Black and White like so much, because like new generation and stuff, like Pokemon not being able to catch the other ones and stuff. People like Black and White sales are less than like a lot of the games. Like Black and White's original sales was 15.5 million. That's how many sales the games have. And like which was slightly less than Ruby and Sapphire and slightly less than Diamond and Pearl. But Black and White 2, bro, people slept on it. It's only like half of the originals. Like, it's like 8.5 million sales, which, I mean, that's more than like Platinum and Emerald and like Crystal and stuff. But it's still like, I feel like it should have been like, people should have hopped on that more. Like,
Bro, I wish
definitely worth it.
if Pokemon Black and White 2 would have had more sales, then the games would be cheaper nowadays. But since like no one bought it when it was actually on shelves, now the games are really rare. Makes me rage.
Definitely. Like I said, black and white. Unova region as a whole. Say it's like the peak Pokemon games because they like revolutionized it and tried so much new stuff and like Game Freak like put so much time into it that the people just didn't like it for some reason, and then I feel like they just like stopped putting as much effort into it after that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, those were the games where like they were trying to revamp the series pretty much. But now it's just like the same thing every time. But worse.
Yeah, the like I haven't played some of the sequels. Like Crystal, never touched that game
Yeah, me either.
or even had it. Emerald, never touched, like never had it, never played it. But I mean, it's pretty similar to like, so like I have the original Sapphire, and then Omega Ruby was fire, like one of my favorite games, Pokemon games. Then yeah, like obviously I have Yellow, and then I'm about to play Fire Red, so pretty close to Red, just like revamped, has color and stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm playing through Red right now and it's not the greatest game. Like I know it's the OG game, but there's a lot of things that are just like bad about it. Like, I don't know. A lot of people complain
Hey,
about
which
like
game is it?
Red, like the original Pokemon, like Gen 1. I don't know. A lot of people complain about the new games for like having bad graphics. But Gen 1 had like the worst graphics ever. Like all the trees are like the exact same. And I don't know. Like, you know how there's like ledges you can jump down? Everything looks like blocky. Which I know like all like up until Gen 5 everything was blocky, but this one like you can tell is like it just looks blockier. And I don't know, there's a lot of glitches and stuff. And the Pokemon look weird.
I was gonna say, yeah, like I didn't notice on Yellow, but I'll have to take a look today. It did look weird.
Yeah.
The original sales, like the red, green, and blue sales, was the 31 million.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like the highest
Was
selling
like the peak.
Pokemon game.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like the original. That was
Yeah.
back, dang, it was 1996. And Yellow was like half, so like 15 about. Fire Red and Leaf Green was 12 million. Let's go Eevee and Pikachu, though, have more than Yellow and Leaf Green and stuff.
Let's go, Eevee, and let oh, dang, really? I
It
don't know.
has
I've never played
15
those
million.
games, but honestly, I've seen the art style from it. The art style looks really good.
Yeah, I've seen the video. I didn't realize Gold and Silver came out in 1999. That was like right after Yellow.
Oh, really? Was that on the OG
And
Game Boy
Crystal.
or the Color?
Color.
Oh.
I didn't
Oh,
realize it,
that's
but
why
yeah,
it's
yellow's for the original Game Boy. That's probably why it's like black and white mostly.
Yeah.
It's nice though. It's like fun playing the old games, like
Yeah.
playing Yellow, like one of the original games. it's so like different, and it's like hard to like kind of hard to see, but
Yeah, it
I can
is.
imagine the feeling, bro. Like the late 90s, like literally like hiding, like trying to play in the dark. It's like possible.
I
Oh, it's
know.
better in the dark, yeah. They have to be like a cave rat.
Yeah.
You see, the same as us playing the DS under the bed sheets.
Yes. Don't know. Anything else to rage about? Don't know.
Not really. Honestly, most of like I really have no complaints, like no like major complaints about like the games I played, like the first like six generations. Yeah, I haven't
I
really played
think,
7, 8, and 9, but I know I haven't really, it's not really appealing to me.
yeah, I'd say the best like era of games is starting with like Gen 3 through Gen, like up until Gen 6, and like I guess kind of including it, 'cause like Gen 3 was when Fire Red, Leaf Green, Emerald, and then Gen 4 had like Soul Silver, Heart Gold, Platinum, and then Black, like Gen 5 was Black and White 2 and the originals. So I think those were the, like when the games like were perfected. And
Yeah,
then
Soul Silver and Heart Gold, Platinum, Black and White, Black and White 2,
the best games.
Fire Red, yes.
Yeah. I think that's basically everything to talk about.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
about to start doing reviews when we finish the game. So like we're playing Gen 1, like or can we're playing about to start playing, I know you're already playing Kanto, but I'm about to start playing Kanto tomorrow or Wednesday. And then we're gonna do reviews after we finish the regions.
Yes. So far, Gen 1's pretty good. But we'll see what
Yes.
happens. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next time.
See you.